Sag Harbor, Colson Whitehead's delightful fourth novel, is a first. Whitehead waited to write his semi-autobiographical first novel well into the career that earned him a MacArthur Genius Award and numerous literary honors. It's 1985, and brothers Benji and Reggie, ages 14 and 15, inseparable since birth, embark on a summer of change. There are no shocking dead bodies, no depressing drug overdoses in this novel. This is the story of good kids. Old enough for their parents to leave them unsupervised during the week at their Sag Harbor summer home, Benji and Reggie invent new rules for everything: cleaning, sleeping, socializing with friends, getting along without the tether of the other. Benji works at the Johnny Waffle, and Reggie goes for the Burger King. Benji has a fake ID, and Reggie is left behind. The time is ripe with opportunity and turmoil, both typical for teenagers on the verge. Pop culture icons such as New Coke, mixtapes, Buzzcocks t-shirts transport the reader in time, while the furnishings of Sag Harbor, deck furniture covered in dewy plastic, damp towels hanging over just about everything, transport us to the Long Island summer refuge for black urbanites. Read Sag Harbor for its clever syntax, for its amusing, lovable characters, for its inventive style, but most of all, for the sheer pleasure of it.